It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Jeff Stone. Officials in France have detained the CEO of the popular messaging app Telegram. French President Emmanuel Macron issued a statement today saying the arrest wasn't political, but part of an independent investigation. The arrest warrant shows he's being held in connection with money laundering and drug trafficking, among other offenses. So, Jeff, first off, tell us what Telegram is for people who may not be familiar with it.
Hi there. Yes, Telegram is an incredibly popular messaging app with an estimated 900 million users around the world. It functions a little bit differently than Facebook and X in that it does not recommend content that users have previously engaged with, but more like chat rooms and specific channels of communities that you can pre-select. That could include anything from news about your local community to pro-Russian disinformation. So it's quite a range.
So why has it been associated with being a magnet for terrorists or extremists?
Unlike a lot of the technology companies that we're so accustomed to in the United States, Telegram has consistently refused to remove some of the really incendiary content that appears there. Unless it's a explicit call for violence, the company often will not take offensive or really disturbing material down, even if it's at the request of a government or a law enforcement agency. So that kind of policy, that approach, you can imagine attracts the kind of people who are trying to find a community there.
Okay, and that's why the governments are worried about it.
That's correct.
Okay, so you would think that they would be keeping a closer eye on something like that. But 900 million users, I mean, my gosh.
That's correct. It's a huge, it's really a huge company. It's a huge membership and people are quite active on there. It's not like someone logs on a Telegram and then logs off only to return 6 weeks later. It's a very enthusiastic user base, you might say. One of the challenges with regulating it, even though it's so large, is that it's not quite clear where all the users are. Telegram is not transparent about its subscribers. It's not incredibly transparent about a lot of things. And we know, though, that there has been a lot of scrutiny, particularly from within the European Union and the European Commission, to take a closer look at it.
But to be clear, this arrest is not supposed to have anything to do with the government's concerns about Telegram.
It's unclear. So French officials have signaled that there are some frustrations there that they'd like to ask Durov about regarding the company's content moderation policies. More specifically, though, they appear to be probing his role in enabling the spread of child sex abuse materials that seems to have happened on Telegram and some drug content and organized criminal activity.
So this is Pavel Durov that we're talking about, the CEO. Have they been trying to go after him previously?
No. Pavel Durov is until now, has been an incredibly popular technology entrepreneur. He's based in Dubai. He's a Russian-born man. He's 39 years old. He's worth about $9 billion. And he says he's been self-imposed exile from Russia. It's not quite clear if that's the case. But he's otherwise been very popular for building what by all accounts is an incredibly successful company.
Are there people saying that, you know, whether or not they arrest him because they want to go after Telegram, this may be the government going too far?
Yes. Elon Musk and Edward Snowden, the former NSA contractor, who some have described as a whistleblower, are among those who have immediately come out and criticized the government's decision to detain Durov. Others are incredibly frustrated with the company Telegram's positioning on the lack of content moderation. So it really runs the gamut, as you can imagine. I think that people's opinions will sort themselves out as more information about the exact allegations come to fruition.
That is Bloomberg's Jeff Stone. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays. That's at 8 a.m.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.